Welcome to Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here with, I have a feeling this is going to be a really funny show because you've been making me laugh for the first 5 minutes before we even started the show. But Marcus Kuhn, defensive lineman for the Giants, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
So this is a show about you, and it's a show that we like the fans to call in. So the phone number 201-939-4513 is the phone number again, 201-939-4513. And you're a very interesting player on the Giants because you're actually from Germany.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the only reason why I'm an interesting player.
Well, there's more reason. We'll get to that later on in the show, but kind of share with the folks out there. It's a pretty interesting story. You were actually vacationing in the United States as a young boy, what, 14, 15?
Yeah. And well, it was a little more unusual story than the regular American boys who grow up here with football. I was just on vacation with my family in Florida, and that's when I was like the first time really exposed to American football in America. And I just really liked it. I was interested in it. And after I saw how passionate the Americans were about the sport, I mean, it's American football, I would look to at a club team close to my house, and three of my sister's classmates, she's 3 years older than me, they were in the football team, which was like 20 minutes from my house. And they took me to practice one day, and that's when I pretty much, I say, fell in love with the sport, and I've been playing it ever since then.
Well, what is football like in Germany? I know the NFL is trying to kind of branch out, possibly create a team over in Europe, but how popular is it?
I mean, we had the NFL Europe over there, and let's say from the fan standpoint, a lot of teams, especially in Germany, I mean, you had teams all over Europe first, but then they pretty much all the teams were concentrated almost in Germany only. So Germans really, they're interested in American football. It's just since you're not grown up with it, you don't get the rules right away because there's like, most people say the rules are so complicated, which they're, I don't think as soon as you know it a little bit, they're actually not. And the Germans do understand it a little more. They actually seem to like it a lot.
Now, growing up, did you have a favorite team? Was there a team that you followed, whether it was online or able to maybe watch in Germany?
Yeah, well, the only teams were like when I actually watched, because the only games were shown was the Super Bowl. But I did have like the Madden game, for example.
Okay, so what was the team that you always played?
Actually, it's funny because I picked the team. Later, that was more when I was in college already, though.
It's like you're making excuses here. Is this an NFC East team you're about to tell us?
I'm not making this into a lie.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, because I actually picked the Giants. Because
really?
When I played in college, I played with a defensive line, and I played defensive end the first 2 years of my college, so I always wanted to play with the best defensive lineman, and that was the Giants, so I played with them. So,
That's pretty cool. Now you are a Giant.
Exactly, and I play on a defensive line here, too, so that's, yeah.
Well, you Great. Actually, when you were in Germany, you played quarterback, right?
Yeah, I played my first year, I played tight end, and then I moved like running back and linebacker. But my last 2 years, when I also started getting a little bit better, I was the starting quarterback and starting linebacker. I started both ways. And
so do you like maybe give Eli Manning some tips every now and then? Or
He's a little better than I was in Germany.
Just a little, right?
Yeah, but we're, okay. just a little bit. But we were completely different styles of quarterback. I was more like the scrambler and brawler, and just pretty much tuck the ball in and run over people. And, I don't think they want Eli to do that.
Again, Marcus Kuhn joining us here on Big Blue Hits, fueled by Hess. We welcome your phone calls, 201-939-4513, if you want to call in, ask him anything about the Giants. Of course, getting ready to take on the Cleveland Browns on Sunday, 1 o'clock. But let's talk about your college career. I think that's interesting as well. Now, your father, very big part of your development, put
Definitely.
Together a highlight reel.
I put down the highlight reel myself, but he was with me when I traveled.
So
to
you
the,
picked
to
out your plays.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it myself. I told actually friends of mine with like a handheld camera to come to my games and film me while I play, because most of our games don't really get taped like that either. So I told a friend of mine, you know what, can you sit on the sideline and tape me, which sometimes made the quality of the film really bad. But I made the best out of it. I put together like a highlight tape, and that's when me and my dad flew off to America. And,
right. Flew into D.C., right?
Yeah.
And you kind of just went all up and down the East Coast.
And the first school who heard about me was Liberty University in Virginia, a small 1AA school. And they heard about me from the NFA Europe because one of the coaches, they wanted me the NFA Europe player development program. But I decided if I maybe have a chance to do that, I could probably play college football too and get an education. And it was just something that was more attracting to me. So me and my dad flew into Washington, D.C. We had a little almost 3-week trip planned out.
Nice little father and son bonding,
yeah,
time, right?
Renting a car, flying in D.C. with a bunch of, like, a stack of DVDs and my translated transcripts, and just drove up and down the East Coast, just walked into the schools, pretty much saying, hey, here I am, and I can play football, too.
Now, your father's name is Wolfgang.
That's right.
As in Wolfgang Puck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you ended up at the NC State Wolfpack, which is pretty cool. Any kind of, like, special slogans or T-shirts you made for your dad?
No, I didn't. But actually, when we first walked into the school, and I didn't really know NC State Wolfpack, I just knew, okay, we're going to NC State. It was on the list. And we saw, like, the signs everywhere. And my dad, the first thing he said before we talked to anybody, was like, oh, I have a good feeling here. I'm Wolfgang, and you're going to play with a Wolfpack. That would fit pretty good. And crazy enough, it's actually the school I ended up as well.
So talk about the transition. I mean, you come over, not only are you starting a college and playing collegiate sports, but also you're having to make the transition, going from Germany to the United States. How difficult was that for you?
I was always a really homesick person when I was a little kid. I couldn't even sleep like my neighbor's house, for example, my friend's house. Always my mom came and over and picked me up, and people were asking me, how are you going to go and like move to the U.S.? Pretty much your family is still over in Europe. But as soon as I got here, I loved everything about the experience so much. I mean, I met great people at NC State. People like welcomed me right away. I made great friends, like the university, the city, and just the people I was with were so welcoming. And that I say, since I'm here, I've just had the time of my life. So no homesickness since I'm here.
Now, there's only two Germans, actually, that are active football players right now playing in the NFL. You know who the other one is?
Yeah, Sebastian Vollmer for the Patriots. I actually talked to him after the preseason game.
So you guys are friends?
I wouldn't say friends. he's a Patriot, so obviously not. But we know each other. We met each other then. So
we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Again, phone lines are open. You want to get into the show, talk to Marcus Kuhn. Now's the time to do it. 201-939-4513. We'll be right back.
Hi. Do you like fun?
How about friends?
Okay. What do you think about paying for things?
Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
The philanthropic funding that they give us helps a lot with different resources we have, like our Child Life program and the ice cream social that our patients were invited to. So just very important, essential things that they help us with.
Here we go.
I was in a real tight spot, and when it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
Do you want sprinkles on yours?
If our finances are hurting, they help out. If we need counseling, they're there in an instant, and it's a really good organization.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
New season, new year, new chance. Let's go.
No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great. Team first. Team last. Team always.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here with Marcus Kuhn. And you, phone lines are open. 201-939-4513. Let's talk some Giants. We'll get into some Cleveland Brown matchup stuff as well. But pretty interesting. Dominic Hixon, wide receiver for the Giants. He's actually, his mother's German.
That's correct.
So, and he speaks German.
Yeah, very good. Very good German.
Do you guys converse?
Yeah, today actually, since we had in the cafeteria, we had some German food.
Yes. Now, was that on? Did you request that? It was German food day here at the Giants facility for folks that are just tuning
in. Maybe they're trying to make me feel more welcome, but I think it was also maybe like the Oktoberfest special right now, because the Oktoberfest is going on
in
Munich.
But there was no beer.
I know, which I think is good, since we had meetings after lunch, so
right.
That might would have gotten a lot of hands. But yeah, as me and Dominic, we speak German all the time together. I mean, most of the time when we speak German. And I met his mom. She's great.
She's fantastic.
Yeah. And actually, my mom is right now here too, visiting.
Oh, fantastic! So are they hanging out together?
Not yet, but they're definitely going to see each other at or after the game.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, how has your transition been from college to the NFL, and specifically here at the Giants organization?
Yeah.
Players say this is the best organization to play for. I know you're a rookie, but you don't have anything to compare it to. But nonetheless, how has this been for you?
I mean, just the transition here. I mean, you talk to so many other players and what they say, like you said. But you still, when you're a rookie and you come from college, you think long times you have superstars like Eli Manning, Justin Tuck, Osi Umenyiro, especially like even in my position room, and you kind of get a little maybe intimidated. It's like, are these guys going to be like really like superstars what they are, and they behave like that too? Maybe they're a little prima donna us a little bit. You just don't know,
right?
And then you come into this team and everybody's like so like me and you, so normal, I would say, and just here to work, and really welcome and everything, really interested about the new guys coming in and also helping the team and contributing. And yeah, it was really just such a positive experience. I can't really compare it to any other organizations, but also talking to other players, they say, Marcus, it could be a blessing or a curse if this is your first team here, because you come to one of the best organizations, or if not the best organization in the U.S.
I mean, it's pretty interesting. You just mentioned it. I mean, if you look in your room of all the defensive linemen to learn from Justin Tuck, Osi Umenyiro, JPP has been terrific. I mean, to be kind of in that presence of those players who arguably possibly the best defensive line in the NFL to start your career in that's got to be pretty cool, Marcus.
Oh yeah, I'm quite excited about that. Like I said, I played actually one of the first snaps that was on the field. I talked to OC. I was like, OC, like last year I played with you in Madden. I was like, and now I'm standing next to you on the field. I was like, let's have some fun out here. And he was just laughing. I was like, okay.
We have some callers on, so why don't we bring them on?
Sure.
201-939-4513. Let's go to Texas. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on with Marcus Kuhn. Ryan, you there?
Oh, man. Yeah, I got a big game this week, and I wanted to say good luck.
I appreciate it, Ryan.
Ryan, do you have a question?
Ma'am?
Ryan, do you have a question for Marcus?
Oh, yeah. how's your outlook on the NFL? Like, just like you made it and you're there, just like scrapping it, working hard?
Yeah, I mean, it's an unbelievable feeling. I'm sure I didn't have the dream when I came up as a German boy. I want to play in the NFL one day, because it's so unrealistic. But now being here and playing in college, you have it's in front of your eyes so many times, and sure, you think about it all the time, and now being here and playing in games, it's an unbelievable experience.
Last question before you let you go. Again, going up against the Cleveland Browns, interesting, very young, well, actually not young, but rookie quarterback who is not young. I think he's 2.5 years older than Ahmad Bradshaw.
Yeah.
I know this defensive line wants to improve their sack totals. What are you thinking about going in this game against a rookie quarterback?
I mean, like you said, it's like I'm old for a rookie since I'm 26, and he tops me for another 2 years. But he's a great player, and yeah, it's up to the to the defense line to give some pressure, because I mean it's the same. If you're a young player in this league, there are still things you're not as used to as some veterans, and maybe a younger player can be easier intimidated or set under pressure, especially when they face a defensive line like we are.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Your story and your road to the NFL has been really intriguing, so thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to make the switch. Of course, that means that John Schmelk is going to join us in studio. We say goodbye to Marcus. In the meantime, our equipment manager, Joe Skiba, took a little visit to the Nike facility in Oregon. Let's check it out.
Hey, Giant fans, I'm Joe Skiba, and welcome to another edition of Equipped in our special series of episodes from the Nike headquarters in Beaverton, Oregon. I'm going to introduce you guys to someone. This is Todd Van Horn, the creative director of football at Nike.
Well, thanks, Joe. It's an honor to be here.
And really listen, man, this is an honor for me as well. So it's a very exciting time for the NFL and Nike.
It truly is. Obviously, we have a 40-year history of innovating for football, and it's just so exciting for us to be back in, get the partnership deeper, get back on field with full uniforms, full system address, and really kind of elevate our next level of innovation that we can really partner with you.
Nike does a great job of respecting teams' traditions.
We have a great respect for the tradition of the NFL and the tradition of each team and club, and we really feel like Each team has a unique story. Each team has a unique point of view. And that's really what we try to bring out in what the uniform design is.
It's kind of a segue into what we're talking about here. And you see the Justin Tuck jersey on the table. This is the Elite 51.
We feel like this is the best, most innovative uniform system ever created. And we call it the Elite 51 uniform system because it's just not about a jersey and a pant and a sock kind of coming together. It's the full approach. The biggest thing is when the athlete picks this up, they notice the weight difference, right? So they pick it up and they're like, oh, wow. You know, compared to what your normal jersey is, it's lighter in weight. Then they look at it and they put it on. Oh, wow. Every material here is a four-way stretch material.
That is big. Four-way stretch is huge.
It's a big deal. So, they really want a lockdown fit for no grab points, but they want the full range of motion and that mobility with them. So if you really look it through here, everything, including even the numbers themselves, have stretch characteristics to them. So it really kind of gives them that one-to-one fit that they're after.
Now, tell us about, you know, when everybody sees the jerseys.
Yeah.
The fly-wire collar.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell us about this.
Yeah, so we're really proud about this innovation, and I think that with this flywire thread and this construction through here, you're able to reduce from four layers down to just the two layers with this. So you really get this, and this is where you really see the difference. Right through here, you get that lockdown fit. So you don't have any of the grab points that
exactly.
Your opposing players typically will want to be able to manhandle you around. So this locks you in as a lightweight solution. Lightweight, breathable areas, four-way stretch materials throughout, and you just get something that's really fit and form-fitting for that athlete.
Game pants as well is a huge, huge topic with our players. They want lightweight, they want kind of that track tight feel these days.
Absolutely. When the players put on this game pant, that's the one of the things that is the biggest weight difference from a traditional knit pant. This is a stretch woven, so that's a new material that we're bringing to it. So it's very thin, it's very lightweight, and if I had some water...
It
doesn't absorb the water like a traditional knit, and it allows it to breathe better, and again, just fits better for that athlete.
Two huge things, though, that I've noticed about this pant that I'm excited about, though. One of them, is the padding on the side.
Yeah.
The side of the hip area.
Typical pants just have a belt loop. And, for us, it was like, well, you got a belt loop in this area that, really got some exposed bone right in through the hip. So we took that belt loop and brought in that Nike D-Flex foam into it and created a functional element out of what would be normally just a belt loop. So this is actually feeding in, to stabilize the belt. But then now right through that hip area, you get an additional level of protection.
But what fans don't realize is the technology of it. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for the technology of the uniform.
That's where we start. I mean, we feel like we're an innovation company. And so all the performance innovations and what we can do in terms of material, in terms of what our physiologists and our labs telling us, I mean, that's where we really get super excited about what we can bring through, onto that uniform innovation.
Todd, I couldn't thank you enough for your time.
Thanks, Joe. It's an honor to be here.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, and we have made the switch. John Schmelk joins me in studio. We're going to continue to talk Cleveland Browns matchup Sunday, 1 o'clock. And as we know, players really happy to kind of get back on that Sunday 1 o'clock schedule. We're going to continue taking your calls as well. 201-939-4513. And some disappointing news today, not to start off as a Debbie Downer, but unfortunately, Hakeem Nicks has already been ruled out for Sunday.
That's correct. Coach Coughlin spoke to the media today, said Hakeem Nicks is not going to play. He still has the foot. He still has the knee. And if you want to do it now, we have a laundry list of injuries.
Yeah,
I can't remember them all.
So I know, so feel free.
I got a
sheet
of paper here. Here we go. This is who did not practice today besides Hakeem Nicks. Corey Webster, Kenny Phillips. And Webster, by the way, has a hamstring now in addition to the hand. No Hosley, no Snee, no Rocky Bernard, no Ramsey's Barden, and no Michael Boley. So all those guys right now, questions for the Giants heading into Sunday. David Boss did come back to practice. Rivers played again in practice, so if Boley can't go, at least looks like Rivers is on the mend. Michael Coe did practice, so just so many injuries for the Giants right now, Anita.
Again, 201-939-4513. Let's kick it off in Jersey. We have Mike. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Mike?
Had a quick question. With the loss of all the defensive players, specifically Kenny Phillips, how much of a scheme difference do you think we're going to see in the Giants' defense for offenses in the next couple games?
Great question.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a good question. And one guy I didn't mention actually was Antrell Roll. He did not practice today either. He has the knee as well. So you could have a situation this weekend, though Roll said he will play on Sunday, but if you can't practice, who knows if you can play? So Webster says he'll practice more. Roll wants to. We'll see what happens. But if both those guys at safety can't play, and then if Webster can't play on top of that, you're going to have to adjust what you're doing. It's hard to play man-to-man with these guys. You got to do some simple things. You can't get too complicated. And how about this, Anita? Rely on the front seven to get to the quarterback so you don't put a lot of pressure on that secondary.
Well, pretty interesting. A lot of the defensive linemen spoke to the media today, and one thing we kind of all walked out of that locker room, both JPP and Justin Suk said they're not having fun. Well, they're not having fun because they're not getting to the quarterback. Hefty expectations going into this season. John, do you feel this is the game that they start having fun going up against a rookie quarterback in Whedon, who's taken a lot of hits? If you watch that Ravens game, he got pummeled.
Well, here's the thing. It's a chicken and egg thing here. Are they not getting sacks because they're not having fun, or are they not having fun because they're not getting sacks? My guess is it's the latter. You have fun when you produce. When you don't produce, you're not going to have a lot of fun. So the bottom line is the Giants do have to get to the quarterback. JPP especially has a very formidable opponent this week in Joe Thomas, a Pro Bowl left tackle. They have another very good Pro Bowl caliber center over there too, and Mac. So that's who Tuck's going to be dealing with when he moves in a tackle. So look, the Giants have a rookie quarterback. You rush him, you rattle him, you force turnovers, you got
to
do it.
Let's go back to our phone lines. We have Jake calling in from New Jersey. Jake, what's your question?
Do you think the Giants are going to be able to turn everything around and start, like, getting a win streak going?
Well, they can. I mean, it has to start this week. Look, it was a bad loss to Philly last week. It was a game they had an opportunity to win at the end of the game, and they couldn't pull it out. Now they come home to the friendly confines of MetLife Stadium, where they have had issues before of playing down to the competition. We saw it last year when the Dolphins came here with no wins. The Giants almost lost to them. So the Giants just have to play their A game. Don't make mistakes. You'll win the game.
John Schmelk, Anita Marks, and you are going to continue to take calls. 201-939-4513. We'll be right back.
Hi.
Do you like fun?
How about friends?
Okay. What do you think about paying for things?
Oh, you don't like that.
So you're a free man.
Well, if you have the internet and a desire to reign supreme over all living creatures, then I've got a little ding-dong for your Liberty Bell. It's called NFL.com Fantasy Football. And it's about as hard as lacing up a loafer.
Go to NFL.com/fantasy to sign up now.
It's serious fun.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
The philanthropic funding that they give us helps a lot with different resources we have, like our Child Life program and the ice cream social that our patients were invited to. So just very important, essential things that they help us with.
Here we go. I was in a real tight spot, and when it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
Do you want sprinkles on yours?
If our finances are hurting, they help out. If we need counseling, they're there in an instant, and it's a really good organization.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
New season, new year, new chance. Let's go.
No challenge too difficult.
No sacrifice or self-denial too great. Team first. Team last. Team always.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, John Schmelk. 201-939-4513 is our phone number. And John, let's continue with our callers. We have Tommy calling in from Florida. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon.
What's up, Tommy?
You know, I think I look at this game coming up against Cleveland, and it's one of those ones that it's very easy to overlook it. You figure, hey, we just got out of a tough game with Philly. Eli blew it at the end as much as the receiver did. But, you know, the defense kind of kept them in. I think the big hit will be no shortage over in our secondary. And the big thing is if there's no Michael Boley, this kid Whedon has been only a couple of plays away from doing really well. The defense is going to have to step up here, throw this guy off his game. And I'm thinking if there's no Boley, who are they going to throw there to possibly do some kind of spy package?
Yeah, Tommy, I hear you. I think you're going to see Jaquan Williams play more. And if Keith Rivers is back, you can see him replace Boley at linebacker as well. But I think you really, you know, hit it on the head here. If Nix isn't going to play and you have injuries in the secondary, I said it before, force pressure on the quarterback. If you put rookie quarterbacks under duress, even 28-year-old rookies, you can force turnovers, and that's what the Giants have to do.
We've talked a lot about the quarterback, Brandon Whedon, not a lot about Trent Richards. Richardson, who's their running back, rookie as well, but really kind of it begins and ends with him. He is just a workhorse in that backfield.
Yeah, he's 230 pounds. He's a big kid, very different from LeSean McCoy. He's more of a power guy. They're going to wear you down with Trent Richardson. And how about this? Also leads the team in receptions and targets. 14 catches leads the Browns in addition to all those rushing yards. He is a weapon.
That's because Whedon's wide receivers keep on dropping passes.
They lead the league in drops. Massaquoi's hurt. He's probably not going to be back. You have Greg Little out there, leads the league in drops. They have a lot of issues with the passing game. Look, the Giants are a better team here, Anita. They should win this game if they play well.
Talk about Greg Little. I mean, this is a guy that has big expectations last year, going into this season as well, needs to step up. What are you anticipating from him on Sunday?
Well, he played well as a rookie. It's 60 catches, 700 yards, but again, he had a lot of drops, and that's continued this year, the one thing they want him to fix. He's a big guy, 6'4", not a lot of speed, more of a possession type of receiver, so they'll look for him in those intermediate areas. The Giants have to keep an eye on him, but look, he's got to catch the ball if he wants to get into that middle to upper echelon class of wide receivers.
And Josh Cribbs dealing with concussion issues, but he did practice this week, so expectations that he is going to play on Sunday.
Hey, look, if you get cleared by the doctors to practice, that means you're ready to play on Sunday. And, you know, Josh Cribbs, you heard the stories about his family. He's telling him they want him to quit football. They're so concerned about this head injury stuff, but he still wants to play. He'll be out there. Big play guy. He can pass it. He can run it. He can catch it. Special teams, you name it.
All right, so give us your keys to the game. We know that Tom Coughlin watches the show specifically for that, John Schmelk. So what are your three keys?
So he's going to do the opposite of these three things, okay? Number one, and again, the Giants are the better team here, so it's pretty simple. Put pressure on the rookie quarterback, force him into mistakes. Don't make any mistakes yourself if you're the New York Football Giants. Number three, this is an Eli Manning game. The Browns secondary is racked with injuries. They are an absolute mess. Go to Victor Cruz, go to Martellus Bennett, go to Hickson, go to all those different guys. Get the ball down the field, make some big plays. No Joe Hayden in the secondary for Cleveland Browns. He's their best cornerback. You can make big plays on this team. Make it happen.
John Schmelk, Anita Marks, we thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Again, this will air on Verizon Fios 1 later on. Have a great night, everybody.